Can I get on the stack?
Yeah, sure. Was that Jane? Was that Jane? I think it was.
Yes.
Jane, then Lawrence.
Okay. I just wanted to address the last two speakers. I really think the LSD has to have a seat here. And I understand the concerns of George, I think, about opening this up again. It's like a can of worms, because will it provide the possibility to remove the LSD? And if that is at risk, then I would vote against having a task force. I would only want to have a task force to better define specific amendments to define the role of the LSD in its participation as one-third, and as it reflects the listeners. And as to Lydia's comment, in terms of, and I find that a bit micromanagerial, because there are other ways. I understand and agree with the fact that there should be a determined threshold for weighing in by constituents, listeners, and supporters, but a survey should not be the only way. I mean, I think the LSB, we can only advise if we want to go that way, and I agree it's really not a governance issue, and we shouldn't step into how to tell local LSBs to get input from their listeners. I mean, there are town hall meetings, you know, there are public events, and there are surveys, and there are a myriad of ways that the LSBs can appropriately tap their communities. I mean, we're in, at PSW, we have a lot of, you know, our community is at risk financially, economically, you know, and culturally. And it's not like everybody sits at their computers. And so there has to be a way, a mechanism that has to be more democratic. And I don't think it's the role of this body to dictate to the LSB, you know, in their particular cities, how they should get input. They should get input. They can't just fabricate it from the air, but they shouldn't be have their hands tied as to one particular mechanism that perhaps works in Houston or perhaps works in Berkeley. I just don't agree with that superimposition of conditions.
Lawrence.
Yeah, let me take it maybe a little further than my colleague Jane just spoke of. You know what? The reason, I mean, I agree that we should, if we're going to have a task force, should definitely be specific about what we're looking at and try to settle out and you know, look at things that, since all stations are different and the cultures are different for the most part, and then the demographics are different, then, you know, I believe there should be a space in this resolution put in where the stations and, you know, the communities in the station have a voice in regards to how it's going to be implemented. Because, you know, what works in Berkeley or Houston definitely doesn't work at KPFK. You know, I mean, KPFK voted this down to implement. So, you know, I mean, that's a good reason, as Jane was saying, and I hope I'm not misquoting you, Jane. But in terms of, you know, if we're going to have a task force, we should definitely sunlight it. Sunlight it in terms of how long it's going to meet, specifically what are the concerns, and then move on from there. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak?
Vanessa, again.
Yes, Vanessa.
Very briefly. The only thing I wanted to say is that I keep hearing the word micromanage, the fear that the LSBs will micromanage management by being part of this process. And just based on the structure, the LSB is a minority number on the program council, so it's just not clear to me how a majority section of the council could micromanage anything. I think somebody else may have addressed that as well. I guess the question I have is, well, I see in the language that was sent that the program director is supposed to be the ex officio chair or member, but who chairs this entity? Who chairs the program council? I mean, I still maintain, this is just a question, I still maintain just as vehemently as ever, based on everything that's happening at PSW and by extension, the similar things that I've heard happening at stations, Pacifica stations across the country, that there really needs to be some decentralization of the power that the GMs have, rather than, you know, seeking to keep that the same. It really is quite problematic. But so my question is, who chairs the program council?
I'll try to respond, Vanessa. There isn't anything in it to say who chairs. The implication is that the program director would probably serve that function, but if the program council wanted to elect a chair from its members, it allows it to do so. One of the reasons things like that were kept open, and in fact there was an earlier version which was much more specific in how things were done, and we took it out, was for the reasons Bob's saying, is so that there'd be some flexibility in different places. And that's the reason why it wasn't made specific as to how you would select the two listener members. It could be all the way from the general manager picking people to the LSB picking people, and you know, to be negotiated, basically. And we're actually in the middle of that negotiation at KPFT at the moment. I just want to speak to the governance issue, because I think that this is very much consistent with the bylaws, that the LSB clearly has a function in programming. Everybody agrees with that. There's been no real mechanism, there's been no real place where it can be effective. Management, the history has basically just ignored the LSBs.
Right.
The two LSB members are there as liaisons with the LSB, to bring back to the LSB what's happening with programming. To sort of open up that dialogue. They have no power to micromanage anything. They can't make a decision. The decisions remain in the hands of the program director and the general manager, and you know, all they can do is at best, you know, force, well, why don't you want to do what I think is, you know, appropriate, and they'll get an answer. So I don't think there's a real governance issue here, but let's put it to a vote. Is there anybody else that wants to speak to this? Okay. So, Bob, would you read your motion again?
Sure. Whereas on January 24, 2013, the Pacifica National Board adopted a motion mandating establishment of program councils with a detailed structure at all five Pacifica stations, and whereas the WBAI-LSB has requested that the PNB Governance Committee re-examine this motion to ensure that it complies with the bylaws concerning the limits to the jurisdictions of LSBs, resolve that the PNB Governance Committee establishes a working group to re-examine said motion with a view toward amending the text to conform the proposed composition of program councils to the limitations of the Pacifica bylaws. The working group shall report back to the committee with recommendations before its October meeting.
Okay. Is that clear to anybody? Anybody have any question about what's being voted on?
I'd like to propose an amendment.
Okay.
And my amendment is that that flexibility be given to each individual LSB and station as to how they're going to implement the resolutions.
So you want to make that sort of an amended charge to the working group? Is that what you want to do, Lawrence?
Yes, sir. That's it.
I would like to make an amendment too.
Okay. Let's see.
Jane Zarek.
Yeah. Let's do one amendment at a time. You can make two amendments. You can amend an amendment, but you can't have. What's your amendment, Jane? What is it?
Implicit in the previous proposed amendment, it was the validity of the LSB being one third, and I don't want to revisit that. I, you know, as a delegate here, don't want to revisit and rewrite the legitimacy of the LSC to be as one-third. So, I mean, if that's, what's implicit in Bob's proposal is the possibility of an amendment saying the LSC is not even going to be an entity in this. And so, I mean, if the LSPs have freedom to do what they do, that's fine. I think the proposed amendment preceding mine is great. But what's implicit in that is that the LSP remain a one-third part of this advisory council. And I don't want to open that up to the possibility of writing out the LSP's participation. And I think that's the motive here for this advisory committee or this whatever committee that this interim committee to revisit it. And I want some clarification on that because I think we should vote as to whether we're voting on whether we're going to revisit the LSB's existence in this council. And if that, you know, is why we're revisiting it, then I vote no. So can
Bob, you want to
respond
to that?
Clarification as to that? Or are we going to just open it up to the possibility of this task force to rewrite and
information check?
Remove the LSB from even participating in this council, because it seems that that's what this task force proposition is or proposal is.
Only the information check?
I'll take yours in just a moment, Lawrence.
Okay.
That sounded like a question, a request from the maker for a statement of his intention.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I said my position earlier that I don't think LSB members should sit on these councils, but I'm one person. This is a motion to set up a working group to look at this. So that could be an outcome, or there could be some other outcome of reexamining the way this thing was structured. That's just me. I'm not asking you to vote today to eliminate the LSB from direct seating on these councils. That's what my personal view is, but we'll see what the group wants. And, of course, it'll come back to the committee anyway, regardless of what the group wants. That's not going to have any final role in determining anything. It'll be the committee, and then, of course, the board will make the decision. So I want to leave that as an option on the table, as well as other options for restructuring this.
Lawrence?
Yeah, and so this is a question because I believe the original PNB resolution will provide three LSP members to sit on this council, and then three listener members be elected to serve on this council as well. Is that right, George?
Not exactly. It didn't actually specify the number, just that it would be one-third, one-third, one-third. One-third LSB, one-third staff, one-third listeners. And it didn't specify the mechanism for the listener members to be put on. In the past, they've been elected by the LSB at KPFT, but we just left it open for some negotiation between the management, which wants to select them all, and the LSB, whatever they're happy with. So that's basically open, as whether there's an election or just an appointment or whatever.
So I'd like to submit that to be preserved, that particular formula to be preserved in the original resolution.
So the one-third, 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 you mean?
Right.
Okay, so you want to, as the charge to the working group, it would include... would you restate it? Let me see if I understood. The previous part of your amendment was that it include flexibility for different stations.
Right.
But you want to also include, but that the relative composition be maintained. Is
right,
that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's. Can we do that as all one amendment? So any objection to doing that as one amendment? Okay. So, any other comments about Lawrence's amendment?
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
If we are writing what we want and what we don't want now, it defeats the purpose of the working group. The whole purpose of the working group is for all of these opinions to be fully vetted, and we only have 15 minutes left on the committee. And
you know, so for me, that one issue, I think we should just form the working group and people should participate. Clearly, it's going to come back to this committee. And I had another comment that just left me, but go ahead.
So I hear you speaking against the amendment. Is that correctly?
Yes, I mean, I think it should be a working group that hashes all of these variables out. I remember my other comment. Okay, so the reason I believe that this is a governance committee issue is different from the one that Bob presented. There can be an additional one, shall we say, not different. But anyway, is the fact that you can pass these motions, but if they're not being implemented at the local level, because this was passed, when was it, Bob, in January?
January, yeah.
Yeah, and here we are in September, and to my knowledge, none of the program councils based on this motion have been formed. I could be mistaken, but I don't think they have. And as I said, here it's met with objections. So let's have a working group so that each one of us from the various stations can say, okay, the objections at my LSB were X, Y, Z, some from one side, some from the other, right? And then we can try to accommodate some language, regardless of what aspect it is. I'm not tied to any aspect of this, by the way, particularly. And then move forward and see if we can do something to improve the original motion. I'm with Bob. The original impetus for this is still something that we should, you know, maybe go for, because we are having problems at various stations. And some of us feel we're losing Pacifica in terms of its original mission and mission statement, et cetera. But I'm not sure if this is the solution. I don't know. All you can do is try something and see if it works, but try the best of something and see if it works. We've already been at this for 8 months, and it hasn't manifested at any of the stations. So therefore, that is really the biggest reason to have a working group, to find out why it hasn't worked and see if we can just tweak it a little bit.
Well, let me speak to that, because
Vanessa would like to speak to it also afterwards.
Me too.
Why it hasn't happened. The motion is written as a direction to the executive director, and the executive director has not asked that the general managers do it. At KPFT, we could have done it at the beginning of the summer, but in fact, that hadn't happened, and one of the reasons why the negotiations were sort of stalling was the management didn't know for sure whether it was really had to do this. So that's why it hasn't happened at KPFT, and I don't think that the executive director, the interim executive director, has asked that any of the other general managers actually do this. Go ahead. I had two other people on the I heard.
Well, Vanessa's one. There was someone before me.
Was it you, Jane?
No, I'm after.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm as opposed as I ever was, even more so the more I listen to the conversation about these working groups. It feels to me like the paralysis of analysis. It's like the PNB made a decision, God bless them, you know, however long that took for them to actually make a decision, for it to go through the process to get to them, and then they made a decision to set up a program council. So now we're figuring, or the thinking is theoretically, that a working group would help to analyze why it hasn't been implemented, when a working group would only delay the process, God only knows how much longer, another month, another 6 months, another year, however long it takes a bunch of activists to work through a process and figure it out. That much more time, however much time that is. We're on the LSBs of a radio station. Programming is key to a radio station, and certainly at PFW, and I cannot tell you how critical the situation is. If I haven't conveyed it earlier, let me try again. It's tearing the station apart because of the programming decisions made by the GM. And there needs to be some sort of a mechanism put in place so that the GM cannot run amok and enact decisions that went through no process or no real process, did not involve the LSB, not the community, not anything, not even a document that explains what the rationale was, not even any evidence to support what was done, except for ultimately a PFW for the GM to say, the IED made me do it, you know, in a moment of I don't know what that was, a revelation that he had, that there needs to be a mechanism in place to so that there is shared power, shared decision-making, shared responsibility, a way for the LSB to actually fulfill its responsibility, and the programming is key to revenue. Without the if people or listeners are pissed off about the programming, which they are at PFW like crazy, we lose the revenue. So then that becomes very much part of the fiduciary responsibility of an LSB is the fiduciary part, and the programming is very much connected to that. So, again, this is against the amendment, against the original motion, against anything that mucks with this process any further. Keep it the way it is. Let the PNB be the PNB. Let them tell the, to clarify if the problem is implementation, don't go back to the drawing board. Tell the PNB to tell the GMs to implement the daggone thing, to just do it, as they said, that the GMs have to be accountable to someone, and that seems to be a problem at more than PFW, that these GMs are acting very corporate, and they're not being accountable, certainly, you know, not to entities that I believe and others believe that they should be accountable to. I say no, leave it alone, let it stand.
Jane.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I get confused with mute and unmute. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, sorry, briefly. I agree with Vanessa, with what Vanessa said. I think it's what has just surfaced in the last maybe threads has been the refusal of management at Pacifica to respect what has been passed as I don't know what is this document. Is it a resolution that was passed? Is it the
yes, it's a resolution passed by the PNB.
And the fact that upper management has refused to disseminate it or has not disseminated it should not fall on the burden of this governance committee. And I agree with Vanessa's comments where she said for us to sort of help them stonewall the process, to say the process is flawed at this point, will just, play into the hands of the stalling tactics and the refusal to implement this. It's incumbent upon the IED to disseminate what has happened. I got no knowledge of this. It's never been discussed at a meeting. It's never been disseminated by email to the LSB members. And I hope that document, as it stands, has been forwarded to me because I want to forward it to my local LSB to say, look, there's this council that has been formed, that this resolution that's been passed, and there's actually a mechanism for dealing with this, and it has not been disseminated and has been categorically ignored by upper management of Pacifica. And that, to me, is a big concern. So I don't want to have a task force to potentially stonewall or provide evidence to a flawed process, because I don't think the process, from what I've heard, is flawed. I don't think there's a conflict with the bylaws, the subsections that were cited. I mean, no offense, but in my humble legal opinion, I don't think it's incumbent upon us to stop to provide evidence as to a flaw in a process that really doesn't exist right now. Because the LSB has never been informed of it, so how can they overstate their mission or what's prescribed to be their powers in the bylaws? And what y'all are doing to provide this, to revisit it, is shadow boxing about, well, what if the LSB nixes a program as it participates in this council based on, you know, parochial or non-objective terms? shouldn't we revisit this? And there's no evidence at all that, A, the LSB has ever been informed, B, that it's ever participated, and C, that it's ever overstated or overstepped its mission in this process. So I vote against it.
Hey, Lawrence.
Okay, well, I'm running out of juice, but what I'd like to say is that, the concerns from WPFW are well taken. But what's happening there is systemic to what's happening just about everywhere. It's different because of the means and ways that could be addressed. And I can understand folks advocating because, the venom and the resentment that I hear coming from the community is very validating in terms of, what we're supposed to be doing. But this is I don't think this is an attempt to stonewall. This information has been disseminated throughout in January. IUPB members, what the resolution passed, I don't see how that was an oversight. I think, we should sunlight this task force that we do implement it. I think it should be either 30 to 45 days, go back to the LSVs, get input, come back, and have another conference call and discuss the issues. Thank you.
Okay, so we've got about 4 minutes, and we need to take a vote on Lawrence's amendment and then on the motion itself. Does anyone want to extend time? Okay, good. So, Lawrence, would you restate your amendment, both pieces of it?
Okay, I'm just about a senior these days. I believe it was two concerns was to preserve the formula in terms of the composition of the committee, and the other one was to let it reflect the various different needs and the culture of the communities and the demographics at each station.
Okay, so it's to set some parameters for the working group. Should it be voted in? And it was to include some flexibility for different stations, but to leave the composition one-third alone.
Okay. And I like one more thing, George. I'd like to add that this committee be sunset for 30 to 45 days.
Well, it's scheduled now to come back in October, which would be 30 days, and we can't really have... Want to make that an amendment to your amendment?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Point of information, George, what do you mean it's scheduled to come back in October? What does that mean?
Well, the motion, if it passes, says that the working group shall complete its have a report back by the October meeting of the governance committee. So that's a month from now. And that's what it says.
What's coming back? What's coming back?
The recommendation from the task force. So,
I guess what the safeguard that's being proposed for the time frame is if they can't, if there's a gridlock, then it just goes it just falls away. I think a time frame is important, too.
Okay, we can make another amendment. We have...
the original proposed one that...
The original proposal says come back within 30 days. And so by that, the task force runs out of authorization if it doesn't have anything by 30 days. If you want to make it longer, you could do that.
I think a time frame is good. That way, it won't languish.
Yeah, and Lawrence, it effectively is sunsetted. So by the language of the motion, it's authorized to operate for 30 days, essentially.
Well, the point of information, I'm a little confused by the terms. When you say task force, are you referring to the working group that's being proposed? That, okay.
Yes, I guess I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Working group. That's right. Yeah, it's the working group. That's I'll call it a working group from now on. So again, Lawrence is amendment to Bob's motion. The amendment is to allow flexibility for different stations and to maintain the composition of the program council as it is. So these are parameters within which the working group would be charged to come up with some suggestions as to how to improve this motion. So I'm going to read the roll. If approved,
Lawrence. This is Bob. Can you please divide those two parts of Lawrence's motion? One about preserving the representation as is, and the other about the flexibility, because those are two different issues. We can vote on them separately.
We can vote on it as one.
Is there any objection to dividing the question?
Yes.
Okay, then we have to take a vote on dividing the question. Okay, so can we go to that?
One renders the other moot. I mean, if the LSB doesn't exist, then it won't have any capacity to advise, or there won't be any capacity by the council to advise the LSB how to render its decision. So I don't see why they should be divided.
Bob, would you like? We're out of time, but we're in a vote, so we'll just take one comment. Bob, would you like to justify why you think it should be divided?
Isn't a move to divide automatic?
No.
Why? Defies logic.
I don't know.
Really? What are we doing here?
I'm sorry, but it's not. If there's an objection to dividing, it's
I voted. Do have an objection. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so we'll vote on it. And if the vote is no, then it won't be divided.
I mean, why vote that the LSB blah, 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 the LSB's voted out of it? And what's the point of that?
Okay, nobody's talking about the LSB definitely being voted out of anything. It's just looking at options.
Well, listen to the language of his resolution.
I did listen to it, and I'm saying that we don't can I finish, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't have to restrict this body from absolutely saying that the numbers must stay identical to the current motion. So I don't think that's an appropriate restriction to put before the working group starts working. But I do think it's an appropriate charge to say, look at ways to encourage flexibility on a station-by-station level, which LSBs could be part of advising on what the structure should be so that it's flexible. So those are not mutually exclusive possibilities.
So now you're proposing the possibility of whittling it down from one-third.
I'm just saying, have everything on the table to look at. That's all.
Can we just hold back the conversations now? I think it's clear. Bob wants to divide the question because half of it he doesn't want to vote for, and half he wants to vote for. The motion to divide the question is what's on the floor right now, and I'll read the roll. And if you want to divide it, say yes. If you don't want to divide it, say no. After that, we'll take it. However that comes out, we'll go on with the rest of the votes. So, Lydia, so a yes vote is to divide the question.
Yes.
Vanessa?
No.
Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Tony? Pat Logan, are you here?
Yes.
Oh. How do you vote?
Yes.
Tony Norman? Lawrence?
Yes.
Tracy, Manesia, Dina Pollard-Stack? Dina, are you here? You're here.
Manesia abstained.
You abstained, okay.
Manesia abstained, yes. Thank you.
And Jane?
Manisha abstain. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. Jane, how do you vote?
No.
No. Okay. I vote no.
George,
okay,
George,
so the vote is
George, hello?
6-3. The motion to divide carries.
George?
Yes?
George, this is Sharam. I'm abstaining, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So Sharam, Manisha, John Wenger, are you here? Okay. Okay, so the motion is divided. Let's take them in the order that they were proposed. So Lawrence's first motion was to consider ways to make it more flexible for different stations. Is that a fair statement, Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay. So is there any objection to that?
Make it flexible for more stations by the LSC.
Well, this is a charge again.
Can LSC be a part of that resolution?
This is a charge for... Okay. So it's instruction. Instruction would be, as situations, look for ways more flexible for...
So the LSB isn't a part of that. That's not in the language at all. So the LSB is
No, it's not in the language. I mean, it could involve, the flexibility could involve LSBs having out or buy in, or the recommendation could involve. There's an echo here.
Somebody
might have another
telephone.
The nature of this one is... So what I'd like to do is to one at a time mute your... And don't unmute it.
Wait a minute. There's so much...
It's an echo. #1 to mute.
Right. Okay. That seems to have fixed it. The last few people who muted did it. Okay, so the motion was divided. What's in front of us now is a motion to charge the committee with considering ways to make it more flexible from station to station. That is, to consider make the resolution from the program council more flexible from station to station. So I'll read the roll again. A yes vote is you support that. A no vote. You don't want to have that particular charge to this work. Okay, Lydia.
Yes.
Vanessa.
No.
Nancy. Nancy. I'll come back in case you're muted. Bob.
Yes.
Pat.
Pat. Same.
Same. Tony. Lawrence. Lawrence?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Okay. Tracy? Manisha?
Abstain, Manisha.
Dina?
Yeah.
Couldn't understand that. Was that a yes? I'm going to take that as a yes. I'm going to take that as a yes. Okay, so whoever just unmuted it.
That's completely ununderstandable.
Yeah, Dina, how do you vote? Dina, unmute yourself for a second. How do you vote? #1 will unmute you. Okay, I'll go on. I'll go back. John Wenger, Jane Zara.
No.
No. Okay, so Nancy Henschel. Are you there? Sharam, I'm sorry, I missed you. You hadn't been here earlier, but you're here now.
Yeah, I'm abstaining on that one.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, so let's see. Someone who unmuted has got to mute themselves again, and the only person who should be unmuted is whoever has to vote. And I think, Nancy, are you unmuted yet? How do you vote? All right. And who else did I miss? Dina. Dina, how do you vote? Dina, are you there? I just have, so to recount, I have Lydia, Bob, and Lawrence in favor. I have Vanessa, Pat, how did you vote?
I abstained.
You abstained, right. Jane opposed, and I'm going to abstain. So this motion passed.
I had abstained too. Manijad abstained too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so now is the next motion, which is to retain the composition of the committee. One-third, one-third, one-third. So I'm going to call the roll again on that. I'll do it from the opposite end. Jane, how do you vote? A yes vote is to, should this working group be established, it will be charged with leaving alone the composition of the committee, coming up with whatever else it does. How do you vote on that?
Yes. Yes.
John Wenger. Dina Pollard-Sachs. No. Manisha. Manisha? Okay.
Abstain. I'm sorry, abstain.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence? You appear to be muted.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I vote yes.
Yes. Tony Norman? Pat Logan?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Nancy Henschel? Vanessa?
No. Vanessa? What? Vanessa?
Lydia?
No.
Sharam?
Yes.
And I vote yes. The votes 5-3, with the abstentions, that amendment passes. Now we vote on whether there will be a working group charged to both look into charged to it in addition to whatever else it wants to do to consider changes that to the program council motion that would increase the flexibility available to different stations, but which would maintain the present composition of the program council as one-third, one-third. So I'll call the roll again. If you're in favor of that, establishing the working group, vote yes. If you're not in favor of establishing the working group with that charge, vote no.
George, I'm sorry, my phone failed. I was right there, right at the vote, and then I called back in. It's Nancy.
Okay. Well, you're available for this vote, are you?
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'll go from the top this time. So, Sharam. Sharam.
No.
Lydia.
Yes.
Vanessa.
No.
Nancy.
I'm a pass.
I'm sorry, Nancy?
I'm a pass, George.
Did you say you abstain?
I'm a pass.
You hear me?
Barely. Do you vote yes or no? Abstain.
Pass.
You pass. Oh, okay. Bob?
Yes.
Pat?
No.
Tony? Lawrence?
Sorry about that. I was on mute again. Yes.
Okay. Tracy? Anisha?
Abstain.
Dina? John? Jane? Are you there? Okay,
hello.
I'll come back.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Can you just repeat what it was? I got confused by...
What we're voting on now is whether or not to have a working group, which will be charged with, in addition to whatever else it wants to do, finding ways to make stations more able to be more, the charge to stations be more flexible, but to maintain the composition as it is, one-third, one-third, one-third.
Oh.
So a yes vote is to support the establishment of such a working group, and a no vote is to not do it.
Yes would be to have it to one-third, one-third, one-third?
No, we're not voting on that. That's
just to have it at all, Jane. It's just to have it, period, the working group that was proposed, rather than keep it on.
No,
right.
but would it hold it to not revisiting the one-third, one-third, one-third?
Yes. That passed. So the working group would be charged with changes, coming up with changes that did not change that.
Oh, okay. I vote yes. Yes.
Okay. Nancy?
I'll vote yes.
Have I missed anybody else? Let's see. I don't think I've missed anybody. Is anybody on who? Okay, so I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote no. The motion passes 5-4. We need to populate this working group, and I would suggest that anyone who wishes to be on it is welcome to. Is that satisfactory with everyone? Is there any objection to that? And I would appoint Bob to convene the working group. Is that all right with you, Bob?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you all have emails.
I'd like to be on the working group.
What's that?
This is Vanessa. If this is an opportunity to be on the working group, which I'd like to be on it.
Yeah, we could do that right now. Oh, anybody else who knows they want to be on the working group?
Yeah, Lawrence.
Okay.
I'll join Jane.
Okay.
Jane.
Who else?
I will join the working group, Manisha.
Manisha?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. So, and Bob, so I would ask that you all get in touch with Bob, or Bob, you send out a note and arrange some times to get together and talk about it.
Could you
can get a conference call for that purpose. So far, Vanessa, Lawrence, Jane, Manisha, and Bob.
And do we have Bob's email address? I don't know.
You all should have access through KPFTX.
No, that's only to the committee chair and secretary.
They're the only ones who can see the email.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should go to the government.
I'm going to send a file to the committee with everybody's email address and one or two phone numbers.
Okay.
I'll do that probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else about this that needs to be done tonight? Okay. Well, hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Hey,
good night, all.
Thanks, George.